Hello, and welcome to the Badger Talks podcast, the podcast that shares interviews with experts from the University of Wisconsin-Madison community about their work, research, and a little bit about what they're like as people, too. I'm your host, Buzz Kemper. Today, we're focusing on Earthfest, and I'm happy to have as my guests the Director of Community Engagement and Alumni Relations at the Nelson Institute, Emily A. Reynolds, and Dr. Nathan Yondel, Associate Director of Sustainability at UW-Madison, and they're here to talk with me about Earthfest. Emily, I want to start with you. What is Earthfest? I just discovered from you that this is a new thing that's based on an old thing which has evolved, and I love when things evolve. And in the course of the COVID pandemic years, a lot of things had to evolve. So where did this come from?
Yeah, the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies is named after Gaylord Nelson, the founder of Earth Day. And for the past 16 years, we've hosted the Earth Day Conference in the spirit of Earth Day. But as you just mentioned, you know, we had to pivot a little bit during the pandemic. And we've really brought...
Only a little bit?
A lot of it. We went from completely in person to completely virtual, yeah, as most people did. And so we wanted to bring it back to campus and wanted to partner more with folks on campus. And so I'll toss it to my colleague Nathan in a second here, but I'll just say that, you know, the Earthfest is really a week-long collection of events, mm-hmm, held. We want to hold it each April, and it celebrates all things environment and sustainability. So it's trying to bring all these things that are happening on campus together. But it's a joint effort between the Nelson Institute and the Office of Sustainability, which also had a longstanding event that is sort of, we're sort of pulling these two pieces together.
And Nathan, she's now tossed the ball to you, so go for it.
All right. Well, thanks for having us. And
my pleasure.
So, yeah, the Office of Sustainability has a student intern program where we hire undergraduate student interns each year to do, essentially act as sustainability consultants on campus and do various sorts of outreach and engagement. And it was actually the student interns who came up with the idea for what we ended up kicking off in 2018, something we called Earth Week. So just to confuse everybody a little bit, we had an Earth Day and an Earth Week for about 6 years on our campus.
Yeah.
And what this was an attempt to put something on the campus proper, since at the time, back in 2018, the Earth Day conference by Nelson was off campus and was a little bit more faced at public staff and faculty to some degree, people in the community and other stakeholders, a little bit tough for students to get to. And our intern said, hey, we want to do something as well that can gather as many students as possible. And so we kicked off what we called UW-Madison Earth Week in 2018 and grew it over the course of the next 6 years to where, as of last year, we were in the range of 20-25 events and as many partners, most of which were run by students. And although everyone was invited, they tended to be attended by students. And one of the big things that we tried to do with Earth Week was have this range of content. So whether we were dyeing t-shirts or chalking in front of Bascom or something like that, or whether we were having an in-depth conversation about environmental justice or fossil fuel divestment, or whether we were hosting a speaker, showing a movie, doing a trash pickup, all of that kind of stuff, you know, let a thousand flowers bloom was sort of the approach. And that's to some extent what we've brought to this collaboration with Nelson, who've always had, in my mind, the kind of more professional conferency sort of approach to Earth Day. And we always featured Earth Day during Earth Week as one of the central events in deference to Nelson's legacy.
Nice. And when you say Nelson, I assume you are talking about the Nelson Institute.
I am, yes.
Okay, yeah, yes. Terrific. Yeah. Yes. So
Earth Fest is a week-long festival, and Earth Week, I'm figuring that that was also a week-long, and see how smart I am. So what differentiates the two? When Earth Week evolved into Earth Fest, and I'll let either one of you handle this, what changed and prompted the change in the title and sort of the way of identifying it?
Well, part of what we wanted to do was get away from the confusion of day and week. Because Earth Day falls on a different day each year, depending on the calendar.
Right.
If you're not having it on just one day, when do you start Earth Week? Is it the week leading up to Earth Day? Is it the week after Earth Day? Does it overlap them? That was a decision we had to make each year.
Okay.
We also wanted, looking forward, potentially to allow for this chunk of time to maybe be a little more than a week, depending on what we needed from a programming standpoint.
Okay.
So Earth Fest sort of takes away the time stamp a little bit, though then, ironically, we ended up with precisely a week, I think in part because it felt like in a manageable chunk of time for us to be working with.
Okay.
Yeah, that basically sums it up, yeah.
Okay.
And I think we also wanted to kind of rebrand to give this a fresh face. So instead of just continuing on with Earth Week or Earth Day, Earth Fest gave us an opportunity to have a fresh branding opportunity and really bring the two things together.
And okay. Hopefully to emphasize that sense of it being kind of like a festival, make it a little bit more celebratory, and maybe move it away from what feels a little bit like names or branding for this kind of event that we've heard a lot before. Not that we're the only Earth Fest in the country. I think there's a few other ones, but it's new to us.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, and I get the idea of the confusion of Earth Week because I've never understood the 12 days of Christmas. Is Christmas at the end of it or the beginning of it or in the middle of it? Yeah. So I totally get that. So the word, the term Earth Fest, it sounds celebratory. And when it comes to the state of the planet and, you know, climate change and everything we're faced with, a lot of it is kind of scary. So how do you kind of thread that needle, if that's a fair question?
Well, I mean, I think it comes through in the wide range of events that we have. Our kickoff event is a bit more serious.
Okay.
We have, I can get into sort of the speakers and stuff, but they're talking about the energy transition and talking about energy justice. We're going to talk about our sustainability goals for the university. And then we have events that are much more celebratory, you can say. We've got, a art prize exhibit. And Nathan, some of many of our other student events that are happening.
Or even events, like at the Arboretum, Fabulous Frogs.
Yes.
Cool.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Trash pickups, which are not necessarily positive or negative, but just a way of kind of going out and doing things together and being with each other.
It's pretty positive compared to trash not being picked up.
Yeah. So I think we're trying to mix the serious, roll up your sleeves, we have a lot to do, with also some opportunities to be playful, check out the frogs at the Arboretum, be celebratory. Yes. Those sorts of things.
Yeah, I do appreciate that because I know this is true of me, and I think a lot of people feel this way too, that it's a lot more gratifying to hear about what's being done and things we can all do and progress that is being made. So I definitely appreciate that. And I want to get into some of the specific events of the fest, but before we do that, I kind of want to back up a little bit and just talk about where both of you came into this. So Emily, your title is Engagement and Project Management Professional. So what does one of those do?
Well, so at the Nelson Institute, I work a lot with our alumni relations. I do a lot with our alumni and our donors, but we have a very large public lecture that we do. So Earth Day conference wasn't the only public lecture that we do. We do Sustainable Success, where we're talking with businesses about the work that they're doing on sustainability. We have a Tales from Planet Earth film series where we show movies. So a lot of those sorts of things also fall under my purview. So yeah, kind of donor relations, alumni relations. We put out a Nelson Institute issue brief that we share with legislators at the Capitol to kind of share the research at the UW. So those are just some of the things that go under the engagement title.
Okay. Okay. Terrific. Thank you. And with you, Nathan, Associate Director of Sustainability. And when we think of that, that's a big word in the sense of it's very broad. So, you know, when I think of environmental sustainability, I think of things like wind power and solar power and things like that. What does sustainability mean in your world?
That's a great question. It's not the easiest one to answer, in part because sustainability is such a broad term, probably too broad. Mm-hmm. The advantage of it is that it's a way of thinking about the system that is the planet of which we are a part, and how we make that something that both sustains human and non-human creatures and the sort of planet as we know it now and then in the future. At UW-Madison, we, at least via the lens of the Office of Sustainability, which is where I work, we have taken as holistic of a as possible of a view on sustainability. So thinking about, as you said, you know, energy sustainability or waste or water management, but also thinking about things like environmental justice, food deserts, food justice, things like that. So there's some kind of social components. Our new sustainability goals that the chancellor announced, which are institutional goals, are focused more in the environmental space, but they also include, and this is really critical for this question, our mission, which is research and education. So that's the point of UW-Madison, right, is to do research and educate people. There are other points as well, but right. Those are the core things.
That's kind of a big one, yeah.
Right, and so as part of these goals, we are looking to expand and enable really exciting sustainability-related research that could cover a lot of different ground. It could be the effects on public health of air pollution. It could be ice on the Madison Lakes. It could be methane emissions from the Arctic. It could be a whole range of things. It could be new technology and for batteries or something like that.
Okay.
We're also trying to make it so that students can have more access to sustainability education, again, across a kind of broad range. There's already quite a few certificates and other ways in which they can do that, including through the Nelson Institute. What is sustainability to us? It is a lot of things. I think fundamentally it's that trying to make sure that the impact of the UW-Madison campus is not too much, that we kind of reel that back along, you know, in keeping with current research on what we need to do in order to avert the climate crisis, make sure that people are healthy and safe, and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I could keep going, obviously, but that's kind of a
no. That's overview. Terrific. That helps me a lot because I was wondering about that. Where in this big tent, you know, do you fit in? By the way, is sustainability a degree track? Can one get a degree in it or in something related to it at UW?
Well, stay tuned is what I would say. That's the hope. Right now, there are certificate programs, which are the primary way to get accredited in something in sustainability.
I was hoping for a positive answer to that question because that we need that.
Yes.
Terrific. Okay, great. Thank you both so much. That clarifies, you know, your jobs and how you both came into the EarthFest tent and helping to plan and put that together. Now let's get to the fun stuff. And either one of you can start, but what can we look forward to? It starts on April 19th and goes for an entire week. What should we be looking for, and where are events taking place? Let's jump into the fun part.
Yeah, so events are all across campus, and we'll be having a kickoff celebration on April 19th in the afternoon at the Discovery Building, and we are really excited because that kickoff kind of pulls together a lot of different things. We have a business sustainability panel, so folks from Kohler Power Systems, US Venture, and Trane will all be talking about the energy transition and what they're thinking about when it comes to how we're all going to like move to a different energy system.
Mm-hmm.
We have Canopy Dance. We'll be previewing their new performance, Confluence, a Prelude, which is a collaboration with a Madison composer and UW professor, Mike Bell. So that's kind of cool. So we're excited about that.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We know of him.
Okay.
We, you know, we're a recording studio. Yeah. So musicians and us are, yeah, yep, very yep. good.
Cool. So very excited to be featuring that.
Okay.
And then we also have Dr. Tony Reams, who's coming in. And he is a scholar who focuses on energy justice. He's an associate professor.
And he's your keynote speaker.
He's our keynote from University of Michigan. And he was recently at the U.S. Department of Energy as the Deputy Director of Energy Justice. So we're very excited to have him come and talk about his work on energy justice. We'll kind of, the last part of the day, and maybe Nathan wants to talk a little bit about this, is we'll have a panel that's going to be talking about our sustainability goals at the UW.
Yes, we don't have the full sort of panelist list established just yet, but we, as I said, a few minutes ago, the Chancellor Mnuchin has just announced these sustainability goals, and this includes things like net zero emissions by 2048 and achieving zero waste, which is sort of encompasses several targets by 2040 and that kind of thing. So some really exciting and for UW unprecedented goals and associated targets.
Let me interrupt you there. So zero emission goal by 2048, is that
net zero? Yes.
Net zero. So is that kind of a thing we're shooting for? Or is that a solidly achievable goal in your view?
Both, hopefully.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes,
all right, fair enough.
It's an ambitious goal.
That's a huge deal.
Yes, it's an ambitious goal. We think it is achievable. We're in the process now of initiating studies and other sorts of assessments to figure out what our pathway might be. Where's the technology now? What might we need in terms of upcoming, hopefully near future technology solutions?
Okay.
What is the specific context of our campus, even our outlying lands and things like that? There's a lot to kind of parse there, but we are well and truly launched on this process of figuring out how we're gonna make that goal.
Okay, terrific. Oh, great. And now, sorry, you may continue, but you can't. I had to jump in on that one. That really struck me. That's beautiful.
Well, so we want to provide a little bit of a public forum to kind of celebrate that those goals have been set and to give people a chance to talk about them in probably a panel format, and then maybe have a little bit of audience Q&A. And then we'll be following that up a little bit over the course of the week with a few other events that relate to some of those specific goals. So we'll be having a kind of campus engagement session on this energy and utility study that I was just talking about. We're going to be having a pair of sessions on our zero waste goal. And the other goals will sort of find their way in various ways, including a session where we have a new initiative called the Sustainability Research Hub through the Nelson Institute. So that's the research part of these goals.
Okay.
And they will be doing a session as well during EarthFest. So we're both trying to kind of kick things off by talking about the goals and then back it up with sort of deeper dives over the course of the week.
Okay. Terrific. Did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'll just say there's over, I think we're up to 50 events now between Friday and the next Friday. So there are just so many opportunities to plug in and lots of cool events to check out.
Anything off campus? Is everything on campus?
Yeah, this year we're keeping everything on campus.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
I think in the future we may entertain other opportunities, but this year we kind of wanted to focus it on our campus community, and everybody is welcome to attend. All the events are free, but they'll be located on campus.
Okay. But that does include, just in case people are wondering, the Arboretum, the Lakeshore Nature Preserve, Eagle Heights Community Garden. All of those sort of more peripheral areas to Central Campus, there will be events in those locations. So
And that leads me to what I was going to ask about next, which is, because we're talking about the Arboretum and we're talking about community gardens, a phrase that I ran across in the description, said something like, 1 week hands-on educational events celebrating the environment and sustainability. And I kind of focused in on that hands-on thing. What will participants have a chance to actually participate in? Because, we think about university events, it's like it's going to be lectures and panel discussions, but this is going to be people actually literally getting their hands dirty. I love it. Let's hear about that.
Well, I think, there's opportunities, for example, at the preserve to be doing some volunteering. So you're out potentially removing invasive plants or maintaining trails. So that's kind of one of those classic. They do this kind of volunteering events, you know, frequently, but this one's sort of themed for Earth Day. And likewise, you know, getting out and doing, you know, hikes or whatever at the Arboretum, that's also part of it. Cool. We also have, we'll have what I would call sort of interactive events. So for example, there's one on natural dyeing and getting color from plants to dye textiles. Mm-hmm. Thinking about this kind of slower fashion approach to the way that we make clothes and dye clothes and so on. So people will be able to kind of interact with those kind of materials. And, you know, there'll be others. There's some food related events. So I'm not sure if that's getting your hands dirty, but it's getting hopefully your hands in some good food. Yes.
In a really good way. Excellent.
Yeah. So food is a very popular topic in the sustainability community at UW-Madison, whether it's making food, local food, food, you know, growing food, food mm-hmm. recovery,
yeah.
food justice, all of those pieces are really big. So there's several events over the course of the week.
Well, it's popular with me. I eat food every day. You know, it's just absolutely amazing.
It's true.
This is so terrific. So just to remind the audience, I'm speaking with Emily A. Reynolds, who is the Engagement and Project Management Professional with the Nelson Institute, correct?
Yep.
And Dr. Nathan Yandel, who is Associate Director of Sustainability with UW-Madison. And before I get to, you know, what do you do for fun? I just want to ask, is there anything about the fest that you would like to talk about that perhaps I haven't asked the right question to get to? Are we missing any pieces to the puzzle?
I think I might just underscore what something that Emily said is we're looking at something like 50 events, and we could probably have more. I think part of what EarthFest does is really amplify the interest in environment and sustainability on this campus. We are not organizing and facilitating and running every one of these events. We are serving as kind of a hub, a throughput for others to have those events and sort of brand them and pull them together under EarthFest. There are events that we're running and being very closely involved with and all the logistics. But the point is that this is a campus that wants to see this, and people are excited about it. And the breadth of events, I think, to me, demonstrates how people can find sort of a home within this idea of sustainability. You asked earlier what it means. It can be a little vague. It can also be a little bit easy to get stuck, as you alluded, in that sense of trappedness or fear about what's going to happen to the planet. It's a feeling that those of us who work in the space have frequently. And I think being able to find your sort of niche or the place where you feel good and that you're kind of engaging with some of the values that are inherent in sustainability is part of why we have events like EarthFest.
Terrific.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an opportunity for people to come together and know that there's this larger community.
Right.
You know, it's our folks off campus and on campus that can come at these events and just realize that you're not alone. You know, there's a lot of people working on these issues, thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, I think anytime you get a group of like-minded people, especially a large group of like-minded people together, it adds hopefulness and optimism to whatever the situation is. So thank you both so much for doing this. It sounds fun and really important. So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but please save the world, okay?
One day at a time, right?
All right. One fest at a time.
That's it.
Now, what I'll start with you, Emily. What, when you're not involved in planning EarthFest or working all these big environmental issues with the Nelson Institute, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, we mentioned food earlier. Okay. I love to cook and bake.
Nice.
It's probably what I would do all weekend long. You know, recently I made Irish cream coffee cake to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow. So that sounds really good.
Yeah. And enjoy.
Didn't bring any, did you?
Didn't bring any with me.
I was wondering the same thing.
Got the Mana Cafe cookbook for those that remember Mana Cafe. Love making those recipes as well.
You know, that was, I kind of broke my heart a little bit when they went away. I just loved that place.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And my colleagues, we went there for a kind of a company thing one time. And I just loved that place. And when it went away, I was very sad.
Make oat cakes on a regular basis
from
the Mana cookbook.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'd say open a restaurant, but I think what you're doing is more important. So we'll let you off the hook for that. And how about you, Nathan? What's your off time look like?
Well, I'll pick two things that I really enjoy doing. One of them is fishing. I do quite a lot of fishing for much of the year. A lot of it is fly fishing, but I also do other kinds of conventional fishing for different species all over Wisconsin and then occasionally in other states. So that's actually one way that I feel most connected to the state. I'm originally from New England, ended up here for graduate school, and found my way into kind of a different love for Wisconsin once I was literally in it, out in the water in different places, whether that's out in the Driftless in a creek or, you know, somewhere up on the Wisconsin River or a lake or something. So, and I also really enjoy gardening. And that's something that kind of started during, you know, the pandemic, that first spring. I grew up doing a little bit of it, but then I kind of launched in then, and now that's definitely a big part of my year as well.
Okay, terrific. So you get your hands dirty and wet.
That's right. Just back and forth between those two things.
Yeah. All right, terrific. Sounds like great things. Emily Reynolds and Dr. Nathan Yandel, thank you both so much for being on the show, and again for what you're doing. It's these, you know, these types of events, this kind of raising of awareness and getting people involved. I think this is a big part of I think what's going to save us in the end. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Badger Talks podcast. I hope you enjoyed this conversation about EarthFest with my guests, Emily A. Reynolds, Director of Community Engagement and Alumni Relations at the Nelson Institute, and Dr. Nathan Yandel, Associate Director of Sustainability at UW-Madison. Please browse our previous episodes for other topics that may be of interest to you. The Badger Talks podcast is a creation of UW Connects and produced at Audio for the Arts Recording Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our music is composed by Bill Purdy and performed by the UW Marching Band. To find out more about EarthFest, go to earthfest.wisc.edu. I'm Buzz Kemper. Thank you for listening.